Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where comedians do art and have a chat. What's not to like? I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by the fantastic comedian Aruj Ashfaq. I hadn't met Aruj before we recorded the episode, and she was an absolute delight to speak to. So funny, so self-deprecating, and we recorded this episode in July, so before the Edinburgh Festival, and she went on to win Best Newcomer in the Edinburgh Comedy Awards. She's absolutely brilliant. I think you're going to love her. So enjoy the episode. And if you want to see our artworks from the episode, then follow Secret Art Pod on Instagram and Twitter. See you on the other side.
So we start with the awkward bit where I read out your biography, basically, to you. If that's okay?
Oh, that looks really long.
Well, no, it's just a little, it's not the whole thing. Okay. It's 5 pages. You have achieved a lot, to be fair. But no, just one paragraph. So here goes. Mm-hmm. Aruj Ashfaq is a stand-up comedian, writer and actor from Mumbai who rose to fame with her incredible performances on Queen of Comedy on TLC India. She made it to the grand final and was a huge fan favourite. Since, Aruj has built a big online following and brought her new show, Oh No, to the Edinburgh Fringe this year. I'm delighted to have her on the podcast.
That's really sweet.
Oh, good.
Fan favourite is a nice way of saying she did not win it.
Well, who did win it?
A really funny girl called Nivedita.
Okay, fine. Yes. I hate her. No, not really. I'm sure she's fantastic.
She's lovely. Yeah.
But she wasn't available for the podcast. So. No, it's lovely to have you here. So you've been in London, what, 3 days?
Yes.
And how are you finding it? You've been here before, have you?
Or yes.
Yeah.
This is my third trip here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you feel settled in?
Yeah. I like it here. I really like that you can walk around.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Mumbai is not very walking friendly. It's not a walkable city. So I walked here. I walked for like 57 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I feel great about it.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, the weather, I mean, classic British thing of apologising for the weather, but we had like a heat wave and now it's just very grey and miserable. So sorry it's not nicer for you. But.
This is really nice.
Oh, good.
I didn't sweat at all.
God, I'm sweating so much. This feels muggy to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's so humid from, you know, in India. That yeah. I think I'm just used to just hotter climate. Yeah. But this is, I must say, I'm having a radically different time in this weather. Like, you're feeling hot.
I'm feeling hot and sweaty, yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
You're chilled, yeah.
Just
And so we've never met before, but I don't know what your artistic background is. Have you ever done art before in your life? Do you paint? Do you draw? Or is this a first?
I do paint,
yeah,
but not artistically.
Okay.
It's more therapeutic.
Yeah, it is very therapeutic, isn't it?
Yes.
And you've got a psychology background, is that
yes.
right? So
yes.
you paint to make yourself feel better.
Yes. I think if I've just had a good cry, yeah. And then I have nothing to do for the rest of the day,
yeah.
I just start painting.
Just use your tears. Dip the paintbrush in your tears.
Just to occupy myself.
Yeah, it's a nice distraction.
Yeah, and then I insist on gifting my work to my friends.
And how do they feel about it?
They never want.
Really?
But it's a token of my friendship. They have to take
it. Oh, that's nice. They're like, thanks so much, Aruj. I'm going to hang it in the bin.
Yes.
And what have you chosen for us today? Have you brought something in for us to paint or something?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great, I'm excited.
The image is an auto rickshaw. It's my primary mode of transportation.
Yeah.
In Bandra.
Okay.
Where
nice.
I stay. Yeah. And I love being in autos.
Yes. Is this like cycle rickshaw or different?
It's a motorized rickshaw.
It's motorized. Okay. Okay.
Yes. So it's you're right, because there's one person up front and it has yeah. three wheels and okay. there's two people in the back.
Uh-huh.
But this is like the motorized version of it.
Okay.
Did you?
Oh my God, I love it. So it's an artwork already.
Yes. So there's two. Did you get both?
Oh, hang on. I've got one that's a very beautiful yellow and green auto rickshaw. And you want, yes, one that's more of like a minimal black sort of line drawing, yes. painting. Did you do both of them?
No, so I got them both off the internet.
Oh, nice.
I just wrote auto rickshaw art. And then I found one that's really pretty with the decor on it. And I thought, maybe you could do it because I've seen your art and it's really good.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I thought you might have to keep yourself occupied while I finish a basic auto rickshaw.
So I know, I like both of them actually. Yeah. So I've given you a palette of acrylic paints. You should have that next to you. And then there's, if you want to draw first, there's pencils there, or if you want to go straight in with brushes, there's a selection of widths. Wow.
This is great.
Yeah, so just help yourself.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start with.
I'm excited.
Drawing.
Because I went in a site. I've not been in an auto rickshaw, but I went to India many years ago, only to the northern part. So I haven't been to Mumbai, but I went to the classic tourist places, Agra, Delhi, Jaipur.
Nice.
And yes, went in one of these cycle rickshaws.
They're lovely.
They're really cool.
Great places to visit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So how, you're in London, you're doing your show at the Soho Theatre?
Yes. Yes, I'm doing my show at the Soho Theatre. It's my preview show for Edinburgh.
Yeah. How are you feeling about it?
Stressed.
Okay. Have you done the Edinburgh Festival before?
No, this is my first time. This
is exciting.
This is also my first hour.
Yeah.
So I'm a little worried because I don't know. I think it's a little premature to
No, it's fine. But and how long have you been doing stand-up for?
6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
Yes. I mean, I think so.
You do?
I'm a little...
No, I'm telling you. That's not a question. But you're young to be such a successful comedian. How did you end up getting into stand-up comedy?
Stand-up comedy, not mm-hmm. comedy. Stand-up is fairly new in India right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a scene, we're just 15 years old at best.
Okay.
So I think I got into it because I was in college and there used to be a lot of comedy shows around us. Like I stay in Khargar, which is really far away.
Okay.
And I went to college in central Mumbai.
Yeah.
And there was a comedy store there called Canvas Laugh Club. And then on the weekends, I'd go with my friends to watch comedy shows.
Yeah.
And they were like, "You're funny. You should do this."
And like, did you want to or were you reluctant at first?
Oh, I wanted to because I was like, I'm not good at the studying thing. And I think they thought it too. They were like, hey, maybe you should consider an alternate career path.
But you did finish your degree in psychology, didn't you?
I just did my BA, okay. My bachelor's.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not really respectable in India.
Really?
No. A bachelor's is like you've barely studied.
Is that 3 years though?
That's 3 years, yes.
Wow. Well, that's all I've got. And mine's in English and theatre, so a lot less respectable than psychology.
Yeah, just Indians love their degrees. Rightly so, of course. Good for us.
And how do your parents feel about you doing stand-up comedy?
They're fine with it, actually. I think they were a little sceptical at first, but then I started making money. Mm-hmm. And they were like, this is good. You can do this.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of degrees don't lead to... earning money at all.
Yes. I think they were generally worried because they were like, is she funny?
Were they worried you'd do material about them? And do you do material about them?
I do material about them and I'm not allowed to release it.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
So have they come to see you live and they've vetoed the material?
My mum has come to see me live.
Yeah.
So has my dad. And they have vetoed the material that is about them. And they're like, you can do this live, but you cannot put it out on YouTube or anything.
Fair enough. Ever.
So
do you get more anxious when they're in the audience?
No, not really. No, I don't think so. I think I'm less anxious when they're in the audience.
Oh, that's nice.
I just feel like they have no other choice but to love me.
Yeah, true. It's unconditional love.
Yeah.
Even if you die on your ass, they've got to support you.
They have to smile at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And be like, that was good. Good job.
And a lot of your online content is in English, but you also do some videos in Hindi. So I just wondered, what is it like a sort of shifting between the languages, and are there different ways comedy sort of pays off in the respective languages?
Oh yeah. I mean, your rhythm completely changes.
Okay.
So that's actually another thing I'm slightly worried about for Fringe. But I'm also very excited. I don't think I'm really selling my show right now. But
well, that's it. We're going to release this after the festival. So
Okay.
No pressure to promote your show.
I'm terrified, and all the reviews I read, it was terrible. But yes, the rhythm changes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my videos are in English, but they're also in Hindi, a lot of the punchlines. So it's Hinglish. We call it Hinglish.
Okay.
And a lot of comics perform in Hinglish in India. And I think your rhythm changes. Like, I think if you're going to do an all English comedy set, then the rhythm is different. And if you do it in Hinglish, then the rhythm is different. So I had to translate a bunch of my punchlines that were in Hindi to English.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find the exact words that conveyed the exact emotion.
Okay.
And that sit in the same like rhythm of the punchline. So that was a bit,
a challenge.
That was a bit challenging.
So have you had to do many rewrites for this show in Soho?
Yes. I performed this a lot. I don't perform with such urgency usually, but I thought I'm preparing for something, so I should do my best. And I did the show so many times before I came here that I hate it now.
She already hates it.
I'm like, oh no.
Well, it's good that you know it so well that you hate it. That's probably a good position to be in some ways.
I'm just like, yeah, audience is leaving my show. They're like, that was terrible. I'm like, I know.
I know. I hate it too, guys.
Thanks for coming.
And how does the comedy scene in India differ to in the UK?
I don't know that much about the UK scene.
Okay.
But I guess the UK scene is really old.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for... How many years would you say it's been?
God, I don't know, actually.
60 years?
Even longer, actually. I don't know.
I was just guessing. 75 years.
Sure. Let's say 75.
That's when India got independence. Yeah. So just like, that's when they started doing comedy here. But so it's really... I think it's really new. So a lot of us are figuring it out on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't really... have enough idea about what's okay or what's not okay to do yet.
That's probably quite exciting, do you think? Does it make it more refreshing because less stuff is like over here you have a lot of jokes that are a bit hack and a bit, they've been done lots before, so finding original thoughts and ideas sometimes is more challenging. But do you think there's a freedom in the fact that not many people have come before you, so...
There's something called the first mover's advantage that you get because there's less, I would say, competition. I don't like that word because we're all doing our own thing, but I guess there's less competition.
Yeah.
And you have to fight. Like, I think... And we still have hacks. We're like, oh, what a hack joke. Like, I think comics anywhere are just like, yeah, we have hacks and you mm-hmm. suck. And I think that's like global.
Yeah.
There's an emotion towards comedy where you're like, he sucks. There is a lot of newness. And I think there is less representation also as of right now because it's a fairly privileged career right now.
Okay.
To do.
Well, so generally it's people from more privileged backgrounds in India who do stand up.
Yes, it's people who can afford to pursue the arts.
Hello, it's me, Annie McGrath from Secret Artist Podcast. Just thought I'd pop in and interrupt myself to promote my gig, Annie McGrath and Friends, which is coming up on the 31st of October, aka Halloween. Ooh. If you're not out trick-or-treating, then I would urge you to come to 21 Soho, where I will be joined by a fantastic lineup of comedians. Vittorio Angeloni, Elf Lyons, Sean McLaughlin, Dan Cook and Bronwyn Sweeney. And it's going to be a great night of stand-up. So book tickets via 21 Soho's website and hopefully see you there. Ooh, I'm scared.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How's your painting coming along? I'm enjoying doing this.
I'm surprised it looks like somewhat of a rickshaw.
Yeah.
It's going along well.
It's great. So how long are you here for?
I'm here till 27th August. I leave as soon as I'm done with my run.
Okay, so you go from Edinburgh back home, do you?
No, I'm actually traveling. I'm going to go to Netherlands.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited. Just eat some pizza in Italy.
Yeah.
Do some fun, privileged stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then go back home.
Go and show your privilege all around.
All right. Hi, guys. I'm eating pizza in Italy.
Yeah. It's good content.
Yeah, with just a sense of guilt.
Yeah.
Go back, be like, I'm one of you.
So do you, going back to, you know, putting up stuff online, that's how you've built your audience, right?
Yes.
Do you get nervous about putting out stuff online? Do you find that more nerve-wracking than doing live stuff, or is it sort of the same for you?
I think it's more nerve-wracking to put it online because it just it's really scary to do shows, and I am nervous before every show. Mm-hmm. But putting up stuff online has a lot of consequences sometimes back home. So
yes,
they could be political consequences or they could be cultural issues. So that's one thing. So you have to be really careful.
And have you had, what have you experienced in terms of, have you ever had like political or, you know, that sort of backlash to stuff you've put online?
Not so far, mm-hmm. but I've had enough colleagues who've had that.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I would be stressed.
And is it generally harder for women or?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah.
No, in India, it's great. They love us. No, it is. It's pretty bad. I think, you know, regardless of the cultural backlash and the political backlash is the one you want to avoid. Yeah. But sexist comments and boys just trolling you is, it's like a baseline.
Oh, God. Like,
that's going to happen.
Yeah.
No matter what.
It's depressing.
It's really sad. How's it here in terms of putting yourself out?
It's getting a lot better, actually. I think it's generally the comedy scene for women has improved substantially in the last even 10 years. It's, most lineups. I like when I first started, I generally, if I did a gig, would be like the only woman on the bill. But now it seems to be evening out, and I think, well, especially in London, audiences are pretty liberal and don't really care what, you know, who you are or what you're, we're quite used to sort of mixed lineups and things.
That's really nice. You know,
it's nice, yeah.
I feel like we rarely, I'm sure we have enough, but from my experience, because I could be wrong, I find the scene to be quite supportive, and I find live audiences to be really open because they pay for a ticket and they come out.
Yeah, they want to have a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get the odd prick at every gig. I had that in Edinburgh for my last show, a group of men, and they were just being awful. And I got to the point where I was like, "Are you? What do you want to say?" And they're like, "Oh, we took a bet before." And I was like, "Okay, a bet on what?" And they were like, "You know, if we stayed, if we decided we wanted to leave, then one of us would have to buy all the train tickets or something." And they were basically deciding whether to stay or whether to leave. I was like, "Okay, well, I'll pay for all of your train tickets. Just fuck off." I think they actually stayed, which sort of was worse, actually.
Oh no! Just go, leave. Just go. Leave. Anyway. There's people that are interested.
But Edinburgh audiences generally are lovely. You're gonna have a nice time.
Okay, thanks for saying that. Because I was like, oh god.
No, I don't want to panic you. I mean, at the weekends you get more sort of drunken crowds, just because people drink for the whole day. But what time's your show?
8:50
p.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
The drunkest time. They're going to be enjoying. Yeah, no, I think that's fine. I'll learn. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll be great.
Because back home, I think it's the worst online. Everyone else, like if you're doing it live, it's people who like you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's slightly tougher to find. It's slightly tougher to find hate online or in your community because we're so small. But yeah.
And for the gigs, would it be like a mixture of men and women, or is it mainly still men on the lineups?
No, it's much better now, much actually. Better. Yeah, that's I think it was probably mainly just men back in 2016 when I started, but now it's great. It's just, it looks like a regular lineup. There's girls, there's boys. Although, of course, there's more boys because there's just more boys in comedy. Because
they're funnier.
Because they're funnier and their mom and dad allow them to step out after 8 p.m.
God, yeah.
So that's that. You know, they get to be funny at 8 p.m.
Yeah, well, your show's at 8:50. Surely your curfew's before that. And what about the sort of fine art scene? Have you got favourite artists? Do you go to galleries much?
Oh, no. No, I'm not very cultured.
No?
No. I know of some painters.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of Picasso.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him. Yeah,
that guy. Van Gogh.
Yeah.
That's it. No, I just...
Do you have any pictures up on your walls?
I do, actually.
What do you have?
It's flowers.
Oh, nice.
My friend painted them.
That's nice.
She loves painting flowers.
Is this payback for you painting stuff for her? She's like, I'm going to start doing this.
And she's like, and I'm actually going to be good at it. So you're going to...
Oh, that's nice. What sort of flowers?
There's a sunflower.
Mm-hmm.
And then she drew these. I think it's lavender because it's purple. So
yeah, nice.
Lavenders. That was really pretty.
That's cute.
She's good at it.
Yeah. And if you could own any artwork in the world, what would you choose?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
especially because I know the name of three artworks. So.
Choose one of them. You could have the original sunflowers.
Ooh.
The
one Van Gogh?
Van Gogh, yes.
Yeah. Or I guess I could... I like Van Gogh. Gough? Is it Gough? I've been saying Goo.
I say Van Gogh, but I think Americans say Go. But I don't know. I actually don't know what the correct pronunciation is. I don't know what he would have said. But he doesn't listen to the podcast, so I don't need to worry.
He's all right.
He's dead.
He wouldn't be able to hear it with his one ear.
One ear's off. No. And he's dead.
Okay. What? Oh, was it that? What is the water lilies painting? Monet, is it?
Yeah, Monet. Yeah, yeah.
I think I like flowers.
Okay, nice.
I've gone on about flowers for a while now.
No, it's good. You know what you like.
Yeah.
So. I like a nice flower as well. What made you do a degree in psychology?
Oh, I think I was a bit shit at everything else. But
very self-deprecating, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. That's my hour.
Is it?
It is. Actually, I think I did psychology because I was genuinely interested in psychology only.
Mm-hmm.
The options in India to study are usually science or commerce.
Yeah.
And it's like you become an engineer or a doctor or a CA. And of course, a lot of people have to do that because they have to make ends meet. So it's not like... But since I had the options. I was like, what do I like? Do I like? So I was like, I'm going to study the arts.
Yeah.
So I had history, political science, philosophy, and I just really like psychology. Mm-hmm. I studied all of them in the first year, and then I got to choose for the next 2 years.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, this is great. I get to, you know. Also, I always thought I was a bit of a, you know, I used to give good advice in my friends' groups. So I was like, you know, I think I have a knack for it.
And it's quite a good trump card to be like, I actually know what's going on, guys, because I studied psychology. And do you think it's influenced your comedy at all?
Yes. My whole hour is about therapy and psychology. And it's influenced my personality because I go to therapy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied it. So I think I bring it up everywhere, whether it's my stand-up, whether it's in person.
Yeah. And do you think it's made you better at reading audiences?
Yes. I mean, you know, I interact with, when I'm doing my hour and I'm just starting out and I don't have enough material, I talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely made me better in those interactions.
Yeah, better at crowd work because you can psychoanalyze them.
Yeah, I can psychoanalyze them. And also I try to make them comfortable. And sometimes it's fun because I'm genuinely interested in what they have to say. I find myself not looking for a punchline, which is...
That probably frees you up a bit, you know, if you're less nervous of finding the laugh.
Yeah, because I'm like, is this still going to be interesting? We'll still have an interesting conversation, even if...
Yeah, and what are your tactics for making them feel comfortable?
I'm just really nice, and they're used to really rude male comics, so that's just, you know...
Yeah.
But I think I'm genuinely interested in what they have to say, and I try not to insult them. I try to find the joke somewhere else, not like what they are or their identity or what they've just said.
Yeah, not like, what do you do? That's a shit job.
Yeah, yeah. Not like, your job sucks and where you stay stupid and I hate your mom. It's like, no, it's just something else. We find something else that's funny.
Yeah.
Or I shit on myself. That's my go-to.
Literally. It's a good distraction. She's shot on the stage.
She's finding a joke. Leave her alone.
Yeah. Going back to sort of painting, fine art, how much do you think the artistic style and appreciation of art shifts across India? Obviously, it's such a massive country with so many different influences, and you're just shaking your head at me.
You're right. It's just, you went, as soon as you said it's a massive country.
I guess it's quite hard to generalize about.
You know, the parts you went to?
Yes.
The north of India?
Yeah.
Okay, so the northern belt of India, this is just like a facts now.
No, this is good.
It has 90% of the population. 50. Oh my God, I can't believe I said 90. 50% of the population lives in the northern belt, which is 10% of the landmass.
Yeah.
Okay. And India is huge. And 50% lives in the other 90% landmass. So the culture up north is really strong because they're all in a small space and they all have like similar cultural references. They are a little bit more aggressive. They have big emotions, good and bad. They're either extremely loving or extremely angry.
Okay.
They love their food.
Yeah.
They like to party. They're great. they're awesome. They're so fun.
Yeah.
And then the other 90% landmass where the other 50% people live, they're so culturally diverse because they're really spread out. So they don't have similar references. They don't have similar styles of going about their day or like in being. Like a part of India, Kolkata, everybody is supposed to be lazy. This is a stereotype, but everyone just likes to relax. Mumbai is, everybody's like, go, go, go. Everyone's really wired. People usually come to Mumbai and they just feel really stressed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I guess artistic appreciation is, it changes because I think people like what they relate to. So, you know, everybody likes to hear their experiences in someone's comedy. But I think there's enough common ground for anyone to perform anywhere. Like, it's not that tough.
So where do you generally, when you're performing comedy, Is it all in Mumbai, or do you travel around India much?
I travel around.
Yeah.
But there is a barrier in some places I can go to because I'm more English comedian, so that's Hindi and English.
Yeah.
So I go to a lot of the cities, like the tier one cities. There's a lot of tier two and tier three cities mm-hmm. that other comics do. Comics that perform in Hindi.
Okay.
So they can sort of go to a lot more cities.
Yeah.
And also because they are from those cities or they have more roots in those places, they have an audience there.
Yeah.
Which is great. Those comics are amazing. They don't perform in English. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons they're not at the fringe, but they're so good.
Yeah.
And then there's comics like me who are in English and they can sort of do a bit of both.
Yeah.
And then there's comics that just do it in English and they're more limited then.
Okay.
Yeah. But they have the rest of the world to travel to.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's fine. Like, you know, if one door closes, another opens. It's fine.
It's amazing being able to perform in two languages.
Yeah. It seems fun.
Yeah. And so you grew up in, is it Kaga?
Yes.
Yeah. And how does that area differ? Is that quite rural?
It is. It's. I hope no one from Kaga is hearing this. Yeah. They're very sensitive.
Oh, really?
Yes. After years of being bullied for staying in Kaga, it's like, they're like, no, we're not rural. We're developed now. But
okay, so they'd be offended by a description of it being rural.
They'd be like, Uruj, we cannot believe you went to London just to insult Kaga.
Why do you think you're better than us now? Because you're in London.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, man, can you just lie on this podcast? But it's really far away. It's like an hour, 45 minutes from central Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
And there is Bombay and there's New Bombay. So yeah. It's like at the butt end of New Bombay.
Okay.
And it's really far away. And I think when you're from there, everyone from Bombay just sort of makes fun of you and looks down on you and thinks of you as less civilized. That's just their take.
That's tough. And do you think you are less civilized?
I think we're just tougher, you know? I think
hardy country types.
Yes. You know, we're just salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Raw people, and some of these, you know, people from Bombay who've never seen a hard day in their life, they can't deal with it. They can't deal with our nuances.
Speaking of hard days work, is comedy the first sort of job you've had, or what have you had any other jobs, or did you go straight into comedy full time?
Straight into comedy.
Wow.
Full time.
It was cool.
Oh really?
That's, yeah, thanks. It's amazing.
I feel like I never felt like I lacked perspective until my colleagues started telling me this.
Oh, really? What did they say?
You know, we've had real jobs. We've worked in corporates. And it's work culture in India, corporate work culture, is pretty painful. You don't log off. You don't have timings. You know, your boss calls you and your boss calls you and you have to work. So they have so much, they're so grateful to be able to pursue comedy.
Yeah. Whereas you just swan in with your millions of followers.
And I just complain about the basicest things. I'm like, what? I have to work today and tomorrow? Yeah.
They're like, I have to do a 10-minute set.
It's so stressful.
That's cool, though. Congratulations. It's a big achievement.
Thank you. I think I started when I was 21 years old and I didn't know what I was doing. Mm. And that was very important because if I were more of an adult, I would have a lot of inhibitions.
Yes. Do you think you were just quite fearless starting out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, I have nothing to lose. I'm a dumb kid.
Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Watercolour.
Portrait or landscape?
Landscape.
London or Mumbai?
Mumbai.
Imagine if you'd said London.
I was like, no, I belong here now.
3 days in. Can you separate the art from the artist?
No.
Tortured artist or practical psychologist?
Oh, practical psychologist.
Talk about or think about art?
Talk about art, I guess.
I'm glad you said that. Most people are like, think about, and right, thanks for coming on the podcast to talk about art. Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Close up.
Private view or view of privates?
Private view, I guess.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
Ooh, still life.
Painting or reading?
Reading.
Music or art?
Music.
Comedy or art?
Comedy.
And then finally, shag, marry, kill, Mona Lisa, girl with a pearl earring, or son of man?
Okay, I don't know Son of Man.
Son of Man, you would probably recognise it. It's a man who has like an apple over his face. It's the Magritte painting. So he's got a bowler hat and an apple. And
he has an apple? So yeah. I'll marry him.
Okay. Bar is set so low.
He's got
an apple. Yeah, great. I'll marry him.
You know, we'll always have something to eat.
I think you need to set your standards higher. A man with an apple.
This is my dream
Sign
boy.
Me up. So who are you shagging and who are you killing out of the Mona Lisa and Girl with the Pearl?
I killed Mona Lisa.
Yeah, she seems annoying, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's just so smug.
I know. And then shagging Girl with a Pearl Earring.
Yes.
She's got an earring.
She's got an earring.
Okay, thank you, Arish. That's end of quickfire. 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow. I love the trees in yours. It's cool. I really like it. It's so minimal.
Yours is so good.
Yours is about to crash into the tree, though. Or is the tree in the foreground?
It's in the foreground.
Okay.
They're both. You know, the perspective is a bit off in this.
Well, I like it. It's sort of like it's flying. It's one of the birds because you've done a sort of, what's it called? Not a school of birds. What's a group of birds?
A flock. A murder of crows.
Murder of crows. I love that. That's really cool.
It's flying because it just went over a bump. So.
Sure. It looks very unsafe.
Yours is so good. I cannot.
Oh, thank you.
How did you achieve this in the same amount of time?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
It's a skill.
I'm just incredibly talented. No, I think it's fine. I just copied it. I don't think there's a lot of artistic license in there.
I really like it. And
thank
I think
you.
The colors, even in the background,
yeah,
they feel like an Indian palette.
Oh,
like it feels very earthy. Like
okay.
Down to earth rickshaw.
That's what I'll call it. Down to earth rickshaw.
Because mine is flying.
So. Yours is flying rickshaw. Flying rickshaw and down to earth rickshaw.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much, Arooj.
Thank you.
And good luck with your Edinburgh run and your Soho run. We'll probably release this in September. Okay. So is there anything you want to plug?
Yes, I'd like to plug myself. I'd like to say that watch me if you ever see me around.
She's
you.
Very humble.
Please, it's just me.
What's your handle on? Oh. You're on TikTok, aren't you?
No, TikTok Not is TikTok. Banned in
oh,
India.
Oh God, of course.
Because of our relations with the Chinese.
Sure, that's another podcast. So which platforms? Instagram. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
So you can follow me on Instagram at Arooj Ashfaq and you can watch my YouTube videos on YouTube.
Great.
The name is the same. Arooj Ashfaq. Yeah.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
See
Thanks
you
so much.
Bye.
See you.
That gal is going places. Remember to follow her on Instagram at Arooj Ashfaq. And if you want to see our artworks from today's episode, then follow Secret Artists on Instagram and Twitter. At Secret Art Pod. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Arooj. And if you want to give us a nice, tasty 5-star review, then please feel free. You can also make a one-off donation via the link in the show notes. And in the words of Secret Artists Podcast, every little helps. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
By Alistair Clayton, Quickfire Round Music by Steve Dunn.